So now we'll hear something from that other Chemung County composer, or former Chemung County composer. Dan Forrest grew up about 8 miles from here. Our accompanist, Francis McLaren, was actually his first piano teacher, and we owe his compositional skill, his interest in composing, to her. It was at one of her recitals many, many years ago. My daughter was a little bit younger than Dan and was taking at the same time, and I was pretty blown away by the composition that he wrote for Francis for that recital. It was pretty great. And then he went on to even greater and greater things. So you will learn of that love. And if you're not familiar with Dan's music after today, I suspect you'll want to seek it out. Sorry. I should also add that this particular piece was one of the pieces that we recorded from home during the COVID shutdown. It's kind of amazing that we're still wearing masks, but with it still going around, you know, what's a port choir to do? But anyway, we recorded this one from home and released it on the internet as a virtual choir piece, and it was so stellar. It's really an honor to do it for you all in person today.
Peace.
So maybe I should set the scene a little bit. Picture it. Gustav Holst was actually a classmate of Ralph von Williams. They were in the same trombone studio. Can you believe it? They were both trombones.
Yes!
I'm a trombonist, by the way. And they tried every year to outdo each other with Christmas carols. So it was some time later when Ralph von Williams was Gustav Holst, was at a college. He was supervisor of music, I think maybe supervisor of choirs or something. It may say in the program. He wrote this for that college, but the image that I have burned in my brain from some musical history research is the image of Gustav Holst riding madly down the streets of London with a trombone strapped to his back because he was late for a rehearsal. So the singers have moved into a formation that might be what you'd expect to see in a London fog on Christmas Eve in 1902 or something. So here we go, Christmas Day.